In other news today, the Libyan government has scoffed at the International Criminal Court's bid to arrest Colonel Gaddafi for crimes against humanity. The court has now issued an arrest warrant for the Libyan leader, for his son Saif al-Islam and his intelligence chief. The rebels are celebrating the move, but the government says the tribunal has no authority. An Australian citizen accused of working with Hamas has faced court in Israel. Eyad Abu Aga was arrested in March. He's been accused of training with Hamas in Syria and then being recruited by them to spy in Israel. He's yet to make a plea, but he has denied ever undertaking that training. More than 150 Syrian dissidents are meeting in the capital, Damascus, to discuss a peaceful transition to democracy. This is the first such gathering since the uprising began in March. The United States has described the development as significant. The Syrian government has also invited the opposition to a conference in 2 weeks' time to discuss political reform. One of the rising stars of America's Tea Party movement has thrown her hat into the ring for the Republican presidential nomination. Michelle Buckman is trying to establish herself as the main alternative to Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney. One recent opinion poll put her just one percentage point behind Mr. Romney. And one of New Zealand's top surgeons has operated on an ailing emperor penguin. The wayward penguin, nicknamed Happy Feet, was found on a beach near Wellington last week, 3,000 kilometres from its Antarctic home.